Well, to better understand exactly what everything that's happened today is all about, we're joined on the line by a regular here on the Hot Box. That's political analyst Khanyi Makubane. Welcome, Khanyi. Khanyi?
Hi.
Oh, there we go. Khanyi, let's start from the beginning. What exactly does it mean when Parliament holds a holds a motion of no confidence vote?
Well, it means that, for starters, a particular political party has applied to Parliament for the motion of no confidence to sit. And they usually do so using certain legislation, which is in the Constitution. And in this particular case, we are looking at, I wrote it down, Section 1021, which then speaks about the two types of motion of confidence that a political party can bring, either towards the cabinet, which is what the DA has done, or towards the president. And then if the president does then get moved, automatically the cabinet also then gets dissolved. But if it's just the cabinet that moves, then it means the president will remain and he will have to reappoint a new cabinet because the old one would have basically been fired by parliament.
Mm. Khanyi, it's Angie here. Obviously, we're at a stalemate of some sort at this moment, but let's talk about what would happen in the instance where the motion actually does pass and what the next step would be.
Well, I think I almost anticipated this question because it's going to take 201 MPs that have to vote in favor of this motion of confidence for it to pass. So if this one does pass, then it means it will be then returned to the president's office and he will then have to make the move to give notice to the ministers that the motion of no confidence has passed and as such their term comes to an end. And the date will be given and everybody will then be moved. And the bigger question then is, what then does this mean for governance? What happens in the weeks where there is no cabinet? What are the contingency plans? Because you can't just have a country without a cabinet, even though there's a sitting president. So then what's not clear, because we've never actually really been at this point before, is what then are the next steps? And I guess that's where we're guided by rules of parliament, by the constitution. They then spell out the rules of what must happen next. But they are recalled back to parliament. They remain members of parliament, but they are no longer ministers.
Sure. Which means we'll be stuck in court for some time. Khanyi Naves here. Could there ever be a scenario where this vote means national elections would need to be held earlier?
Not that I see, because they're not firing the members of parliament from parliament. If they were, then we would need to have an election to reappoint new MPs. But they're merely being recalled. And in appointing the new cabinet, the president would have to start within the MPs that are there. And I'm hoping that the president will also then bring in non-political employees to cabinet, or at least listen to what the propositions of the other political parties have been with regard to the appointment of cabinet. People want to see more candidates from the private sector coming into government and taking up those rules and starting to turn government departments into more effective organizations, just like corporate, with people being bound to KPIs and the usual corporate culture, which they feel like right now is not happening because people are political employees more than invested in the success of each department.
Khanyi, it's Lindy here. Paint a picture for us real quick how the manual voting actually works.
So I think this is a big fight. So how it really works is that there's somebody that's going to be appointed by the speaker to go and ask each individual member able to be free, because now all your comrades are looking at you, and even if you were going to say no, now you're forced to say yes because you don't want to be targeted. Mm. So what they are fighting is that it's taking away the independence of the MPs to vote in the direction that they really want to vote in.
And can you quickly just remind us again why the secret ballot was not an option that was taken here?
Well, I think for this particular matter, the speaker took an executive decision to actually accede to the request, because this came as a specific request from the DA. They wrote to the speaker to ask that this particular session be a roll call election session, and she actually agreed to it. So that's why they've chosen to take this step today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're joined there by political analyst Khanyi Magubane, just explaining to us there exactly how it all works there in terms of those emotions of no confidence and how the votes work, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Very, very interesting.
Absolutely. Mm. Of course, we do know that it's a developing story.
Yes.
The latest now is that political parties are making statements on a way forward.
Yeah.
But you can trust SABC News to bring you the latest every hour on the hour. And that's what we're about to do.
Standard indeed. And also, you can trust Punyu Gabampet, Ugutapunyu. It's 15:30.